Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Thank you for tuning in today. This podcast comes out every single day. It's all about how to find an opportunity that can help you make extra money without quitting your job. And not just a little extra money, but hopefully even a sustainable income so that you can quit your job or keep doing your job if you like your job, but be able to pay off debt, save for the future, and do more of what's important to you. Now, I use that word opportunity there. Well, opportunities come and go, but some business models stay around forever. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. Aside from reselling, which we do cover from time to time, what are these business models that are somewhat evergreen? And that's what our listener is asking. And I'm really glad she is, because it's a simple but important question, especially as the world continues to evolve rapidly. And so I don't want to miss the forest for the trees. I don't want to chase too many rabbits, whatever your preferred metaphor is. I'm often talking about trends and something that's new and here's this cool, shiny thing. But the reality is a business is just a product or a service, someone who wants to pay for it, and a means of making a transaction. For example, if you're selling cookies on my street, you have a product. I will happily buy them. I am a customer. I will pay you by Venmo or Cash App or maybe even cash, if I still have some cash in my pocket these days, who knows? So product or service, customer, means of payment, that's it. Let's look at some business models that will stay around for a long time. That's the question. The detailed form is coming right up along with my answer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chris, this is Kelsey from Chicago. Lately, you've had a number of episodes on trends, including NFTs, cryptocurrencies, and businesses related to the pandemic. I'm wondering if there are any business models that are tried and true in the sense that it doesn't really matter what's happening in the world. They're still in demand and there's still a market for them. Maybe I should clarify and say, what kind of business model is evergreen that isn't selling a commodity? Since I know it's hard to make money doing that. Aside from reselling, which I know you also talk about, does anything fit that description? Looking forward to hearing what you have to say about this.
Hey, Kelsey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the question, as well as the clarification. That definitely helps to get a little bit more specific. One of the things I believe passionately is that if you build your business around helping people, you will always have plenty of work. So I think first things first, let that be the guiding value. And, you know, that business model is not going out of style anytime soon. And from there, you have many evergreen models to choose from. And yes, I agree as well. Let's forget about NFTs and cryptocurrencies and artificial intelligence and everything else like that for now. I tend to get caught up on stuff like that sometimes. And it's probably much more helpful to look at these evergreen business models. So what stands the test of time? Well, simple question. The answer is pretty simple too. You've got manufacturing, which is making something. You know, it could be making something of any kind. There will always be products. It could be a service, you know, doing something for someone. There are all kinds of services. There will always be all kinds of services. It could be consulting, you know, giving advice to someone about something. Broadly speaking, lots of different forms of consulting, including some that are not called consulting, but basically you're getting paid for advice. And knowledge work, which is anything educational, anything that you are teaching someone. You know, people are always going to learn. Everyone's an expert in something. There will always be opportunities to use the business model of education. So you've got manufacturing, service, consulting, knowledge work, or educational, if you prefer. And with all of these things, you know, some parts of them will change over time. There'll be lots of different kinds of services. You know, there'll be new products that are invented, new iterations, evolutions, even new mediums, right? New mediums, new platforms, networks. But the core principles remain the same. So I think it's really helpful to just think about that. What is my product or service? What is it that I can help someone with? What do I know? What do I have specific knowledge of that other people also value? How can I bundle or compile that knowledge in some form that people can then pay for? Start with that, Kelsey. And thanks again for the question. Listeners, if you got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, what's going well, and what you're struggling with. We'll keep publishing one new episode a day for our amazing community. Thank you for being part of that. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.